don't get mad. Hit you on the head. You tell all the same stories to all your friends, and they're all special. No one's special enough to hear the love of a thank you.
the dawn sun, and I was filled with so much hope. I felt like part of me had flown into the sky. I seen the new leaves in the morning light. I seen the opening buds in the orange sun, and I forgot everything. Colors so strong and the light shining through my skin. I'm trying to know what each moment asks me. I'm trying to do what each moment asks me. I'm trying to know what each moment asks me. I'm trying to do what each moment asks me.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was New Leaves by Crescent, off of their album By the Rocks and the... By the Roads and the Fields, although perhaps there are rocks in both of those. Before that... Ode to the Blue by Grouper off of Shade. And the first of the three was Drama Man by Picastro off of their album Metal Cares, which is an album that I guess I had sort of glossed over. I was looking for songs to play today, and I went to put on that album on Bandcamp, and I was refused. It gave me this little notification that I've seen many times before informing me that I needed to start paying. I guess this is, I don't know if artists can set it themselves, but after a certain number of plays, that sometimes pops up. But I didn't really remember much about the album. I've listened to Red Your Blues quite a bit in the past by Picastro and played it on the shows, on the show, single show that I run, this one. But Metal Cares, it seems strange for me to find that little notification in spite of the fact that I didn't remember anything about the album. But anyway, I gave it a full listen in a private window with no cookies to give me away. And yeah, I figured it would be worthwhile to play on the show tonight. So that was my little mini escapade there. And coming across an album that I had seemingly listened to quite a bit in the past, enough to get that notification. Anyway, thinking a little bit more on the in this vein of nostalgia, going back to things in the past, I was reflecting a lot tonight on the particular setting of LU Radio, especially having started out there, and now my show coming up on its fourth year. Which is kind of a weird thing to reflect on, especially given all the changes in scenery that I've gone through and the fact that I record my show from home now, and home has changed quite a bit for me over those 4 years. And I think the setting of LU Radio is quite special, although I only spent a brief period actually doing my show there when I actually did this show live. There was also the time when I'd spent time volunteering there, sorting CDs, that sort of thing, hanging out. And I think the particular setting of that place, right next to one of the fields adjacent to Lakehead, with this little wall of trees behind it, and then looking onto Oliver Road there, I remember that, recording my show, and like the solitude of being there rather late, at 8 p.m., I suppose, when I was originally doing this show, and watching cars go by outside in the dark, and having that big field behind me often, well, probably then covered with snow. So just kind of a weird thing to think back on, and how it was very special in a way, because it had all this focus very directly on the music. There were no things to be distracted by at that time. It was just me, normally alone in the station, listening to the songs I had played. So I feel like that's something that's sort of hard to recreate in a sense. But anyway, carry on. More music. This one is by a band called Fet.net.
Sur un papier qui tranche
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and I'm sitting a lot further away from the mic this time. I wonder if I should adjust that. Anyway, last song that played was Modern Gang Reader by Atavin off their album German Water. Before that, Hear the Dogs by Dogface Hermans off of their album Hum of Life. And the first of the three was New Somme to Nature by Fet.Nat off O and F Allure, where F is a word I can't say on the radio. Yeah, a little bit speedier than the rest of the stuff that I'm going to play tonight until maybe somewhere in the last quarter. There'll be some quicker stuff again, but the next little block of songs is going to be slower. It's going to kick off with Dianoga, or maybe it won't be that slow. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about. I feel like the next song will be sort of slow and melodic, one I like quite a bit, the first track off of an album by Dianoga, but after that it'll pick up again, so you're in for a real whirlwind, real variation here in how the show is going to go. But yeah, anyway, fun stuff. And yeah, up next is Dianoga.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was Theft Theme by Welcome off of their album Sun as Nightlight. Before that's Firestarter by Link off of their album Remembering the Fireballs Part 8. And the first of the three was a name I probably should have practiced before, which was Kai Sakunin by Dianoga off of their album Battle Champions. And I wonder now if that's some sort of Star Wars name, because Dianoga is actually lifted from Star Wars. I don't know what it is, but I remember finding that out. It seems to be the case. They're, well, I don't know. I've come across a number of 90s bands that were named after obscure Star Wars things back in the era of, I guess, what would have been the extended universe, where you've got a lot of stuff beyond just the three movies that were out at that time, if I'm going to single out the 90s here. Yeah, so kind of neat. And it's funny to think of these like Star Wars dorks, let's say, putting together music like this that, I don't know, is there any relationship to Star Wars in this, or did they just think this is a really cool name, or, I don't know, for the actual artists, are they thinking to themselves, like, yeah, this is really Dianoga right now, they'd be listening to this in, like, some bar on some strange planet, or, I don't know, or is it just some sort of element of, like whimsy or whatever. I don't know. Who knows? And I'd like to ask, but I remember hearing that asking bands about their names is a bad interview question, or that it annoys them or something. But and these bands are also defunct. And when I think about like whimsy and stuff, it's funny. Dianoga is something of like a lighthearted band, I'll say. But the other band that I'm thinking of is like a 90s Canadian hardcore band. So it's like something Holocron. So very different visions of Star Wars, I suppose. If at all. Anyway, coming up next, a band called Delilah.
Out of pocket. Pocket. First strings untied.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and to CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is Past Tense, and the last song that played was Mountain Tambora by New Fries off of their album Is the Idea of Us. Before that, Vreedon's Dag by Candect off of their album History as It Is Happening. And the first of the three was Freeloader Feast by Delilah off of Oath of Intent. And Delilah is a Toronto band, still active, and I was quite excited to see that they're currently touring. But in fact, they're touring in Europe, which is not so great for me, being over here in Montreal. But great for them, I guess, and great for everybody who gets to see them in Europe. So I guess I'm kind of keeping an eye out for when they make it back to Canada eventually. Perhaps when they make another release. I don't know when the year of their last release was, but last couple of years at least, I think. Yeah, so that's the end of most of the music. There is one final song left, and it's of a slightly different tone than the rest of this stuff. I like to put on slightly pensive tracks at the very end. And in fact, this is a track that was originally done by Duster, but one of the members of that band later on, within his personal project, AF1, redid it. It may have been his song originally anyway. But yeah, so this next one, the very last song coming up, is My Friends Are Cosmonauts by AF1 off of a collection of demos from him. So anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night. And yeah, coming up right now is My Friends Are Cosmonauts.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.